From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police are searching for a third suspect following Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. At least two others were believed to have acted as suicide bombers. Islamic State has claimed responsibility.
Nous voulons tout mettre en œuvre.
Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said everything is being done to return life in the country to normal. He said freedom was hit in the heart of Brussels. President Obama, delivering remarks in Havana, denounced Tuesday's attacks.
We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible. And this is yet another reminder that the world must unite in fighting against the scourge of terrorism.
At least nine Americans are among the wounded in Geneva as he shuttled between Syrian delegations in proximity peace talks. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura said the Brussels attacks underscore the urgency to end the Syrian conflict.
The message we are drawing out of it, we need to extinguish the fire of war in Syria. We need to find a political solution.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is off to Moscow and talks with Russian officials on Syria and Ukraine. The trip follows Moscow's surprise announcement of a partial withdrawal from Syria. A senior Burundian army officer, an ally of President Pierre Nkurunziza, was shot dead in the capital Bujumbura Tuesday. Lieutenant Colonel Darius Ukurakure was shot at the defense ministry by an unknown assailant. Sporadic violence has plagued the nation since Mr. Nkurunziza announced a year ago his intention to seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News.